line and running backs from wide outs, they just did a great job, you know, embracing me when I came into the game. You know, we all stayed calm and tried to have each other's back out there and finish the game.
Have you found out it's basically your job, you know, to take over or start now?
You know, I'm ready to go.
And I feel great. And, you know, it's been great, you know, just kind of working with Derek in the past few years, you know, and working together and seeing what he's done on the field, trying to learn from that. But you know, I'm ready to go. I feel great. You know, and I know this this team, these guys around me, this staff, this organization will, you know, do a great job of, like I said, you know, helping me out, embracing me, and making sure we keep moving in the right direction.
Have you had a chance to talk to him?
To Derek?
Yeah.
I just saw him briefly. You know, he knows I have his back and with everybody else in this locker room.
Matt, what's it like being a backup quarterback and seeing this go down in front of you? I mean, there's got to be so many emotions going through your head at the same time.
It's a difficult situation, you know, because first and foremost, he's a very good friend of mine. And it's tough to see him go down and him get hurt in a situation like that. And he's been having such an incredible career, incredible season for himself. And to go down with, to see him like that was tough. But at the same time, I did my best just to try to stay calm, you know, stay poised, stay focused, and do my job out there.
Here for the challenge?
Absolutely.
Did you see there? Because,
Yeah, you know, in a situation like that, you want to get the first down. You're going for the first down. We don't want to play it safe. We want to get the first down. We want to take a knee, and we want to end the game right there. And, you know, obviously I haven't had a ton of opportunities to play with Amari and in that first unit. But, you know, I know the type of routes he runs. I know you can trust him in big-time situations. And the O-line did a tremendous job of protection there. And, you know, Amari went up and made a great catch.
How's it changed your routine now coming in next week for practice?
You know what? It really doesn't. You know, you're still in there early. You're still leaving late, still preparing. I mean, I was prepared like I was a starter, you know, now, and I'm going to continue to do the same thing. Keep my regimen the same, you know, stay focused, stay ready, you know, and try to play to the best of my ability.
I know this sounds an obvious question, but how do you guys, like, keep your morale up or something after something like this?
You know, this is a great group of guys. You know, they're focused on winning and continuing to improve and trying to do great things around here. So, you know, these guys are going to stay focused. And I think, you know, tonight was an example of that. You know, they kept focused. They wanted to win. We went out there, stayed poised, stayed calm, and got the win. And I think that's going to be our mindset moving forward and just going and play as hard as we can.
How close are you and Derek?
I mean, he's one of my very good friends. You know, you kind of, you know, you've been with somebody for 3 years now, you know, and, you know, he's been the starter, I've been the backup, you know, and, you know, we're, you know, like I said, it was tough to see him go down because first and foremost, he is a good friend. But, you know, I told him I have his back. I'm going to go out there and play as hard as I can.